I do.
That's a shiner.
Just 2 minutes, I'll make the announcement. Torreyway, Northwest London, Tuesday, Ches Ior, the 20th of April, Rav Gedalia Lieberman Schlita, Shoelaces.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to be back for me. I haven't been here in a while. Good to see you. Good to have you. When I just said that the topic would be shoelaces, somebody asked shoelaces on Shabbos or shoelaces. And the answer is, we'll start with shoelaces. And Bez Hashem, have time, see how the clock treats us. So then we'll discuss shoelaces on Shabbos as well. I'd like to discuss a number of shilas related to shoelaces, but I'm going to start with one and see how things go. If I begin, the Gemara says that on Rome would begin with the milsa, the b'dichasa, sort of a light thing to obatli rabbonon to open up the one's mind for the Shia. I once read in a publication about a certain poisek, a certain rov, a certain choshev, a dayan who lives in Eretz Yisrael. An interesting story. I read it because it was a relative of mine, so I decided to, so I was curious, and I read this a little bit about him, and I saw this fascinating story. I'm not going to say the name because Rabbi Yanki just spoke about Avak Loshon Hara. He left it with a question: what is and isn't Avak Loshon Hara? I'm not sure. I'm going to say something I think positive, but it might be a shayla of Avak Loshon Hara, so I'll leave out the name. The story I read is as follows: that when this the person is now a senior dayan, etc., was a bocher in yeshiva. So he decided one day, he made a cheshbon that every day tying his shoelaces takes about 30 seconds, and if you times that every day, it's a lot of time. And if he stops tying his shoelaces, he can save over the year. He can save quite a lot of time. So he decided to stop tying his shoelaces. He'd be able to learn another sugya throughout the year, through some asmit. So he was walking around with untied shoelaces, and obviously somebody stops him and asks him, then points out your shoelaces untied, and he says, I know, and that's what I decided to do. 2 days later, again, he's tying up his shoelaces. So one of his friends asked him what happened. He said, I realized the time it takes to explain why my shoelaces are untied is much longer, it's much more bittul Torah than simply tying up my shoelaces. So he started tying his shoelaces. And maybe there's another reason he should tie his shoelaces. Maybe there's another reason it's tie his shoelaces. We all know the basic halacha. I think we're all familiar, halacha and shochan aruch and siman beis, that when you put on your shoes, you're supposed to put on the right shoe first, and then the left shoe. And when you tie your shoes, you should first tie the left shoe, and then the right shoe. And the question is that a reason to dafka tie your shoelaces? I'd like to discuss this halacha a little bit. And Be'ez Hashem, I mean, I think everyone knows that halacha. Not everyone knows. I always didn't know until recently. I was giving a shiur in through Gemara and Shei Gemara and Shul, and I came across the sugya, and I was surprised to see it's such a complicated sugya. It's a Gemara. The din is a din of the Gemara. It's a Nachman Yitzchok, and it's a bit of a complicated sugya. And the Prima Godim says there's five different mahalchim in the poiskim how to understand the sugya. And I was surprised to see that this detail right shoe, left shoe, right shoe is such an inyan, and just learned it last week. I thought I'd maybe share it with Olam a little bit, and we'll try and come out with some practical shailas as well. One practical shaila is, somebody asked in the beginning, who has shoelaces nowadays? If you don't have shoelaces, if you have Velcro rather than shoelaces, should you also do right, left, left, right? Or they should do right, right, left, left? One shaila. Another shaila, what about if it's not the shoes? Not tying the shoes, but tying other things. Just thinking, I don't know who here wears a gartel and who doesn't. But if you do wear a gartel, if you wear a gartel, most people tie both sides together. But if you have cufflinks, maybe. Okay, that's something we could discuss. But the gartel is an interesting one, as I'll explain in a minute. If you do tie one side at a time, it might be different. So I'd like to discuss some of these halachas. But I'll begin with sharing with you the Gemara. So it's Gemara on Shabbos, and some Chalaf. The Gemara begins with a story that Rabbi Yechon tells Rabbi Shomin Bar Abba, Havli Masani, can you pass me my shoes? It's interesting, I think it's from the Chorin to point out, Rabbi Shomin Bar Abba was a Kohen, so it's an interesting thing that Rabbi Yechon used the Kohen. But Havli Masani, pass me my shoes. And he went and gave him the right shoe. He gave him the right shoe before the left shoe. Now, Rabbi Yochanan held that you're supposed to start with the left shoe. Yeah? In other words, we know that halacha is you start with the right shoe. As we'll see in the Gemara, there's different shittas. Rabbi Yochanan held you're supposed to start with the left shoe. The Gemara says, was Rabbi Yochanan taimei that minolim ketfilin, that just like the tefillin you put on the left hand, so also you're supposed to put on the left shoe. Now, the left is more choshev, that's a shittas Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan took this so far that because he got the right shoe first and put on the right shoe, he wasn't willing to put on the left shoe afterwards. He held the left shoe has to come first, then the right shoe. And because he put on first the right shoe, he wasn't willing to follow with the left shoe. He says to Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, "Siso Maka, you made it like I have a wound on my foot." Because the mission over there says you're not allowed to walk out on Shabbos with Velobi Yochid, you're not allowed to wear one shoe on Shabbos and the Rosh Rabim. There's a whole Perek of Me'isha, different things the Chazal didn't allow him to wear on Shabbos, even though it's a Malbush, even though Ikra didn't, it's fine. But Gzeira, the Chazal were worried that you may take it off. If you wear one shoe, somebody might laugh at you, according to some Rishonim, one Mahalak and Rashi. Somebody might laugh at you, they find it interesting, and you'll take it off, you'll carry it on Rosh Rabim. So when the Gemara says, if you have, the Mishnah says, if you have a makah, if you have a wound on one foot, so then you can wear one shoe. So Meir Rishon says, you give me the right shoe first, I put on the right shoe. I'm not willing to put the left shoe on afterwards, because that's the wrong order, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So Meir, you made it look like I have a makah on my foot, that I can only wear one shoe. Okay, that's the Freddy Marmosi. If the Gemara asks the Shaila, there's a Brisa that says for care, you're supposed to put on the right shoe before the left shoe. So we have Shitz Rabbi Yochanan in the holes, the left comes first. Ketfilin. Then we have a Brisa that says, the Gemara asks a Brisa that says, that the right shoe comes first. Comes the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yosef. Hash that itma Rabbi Yochanan Hochi. Rabbi Yosef says, now that Rabbi Yochanan says like this, and the Brisa says like this, so Mela, you can choose this way or that way. David Hochi of it, David Hochi of it. You can either put on the right, you can either start with the right, or you can start with the left. Which is another Zechorah, we have a Brisa, arguing with Rabbi Yochanan. But nevertheless, according to what Rashi learns, it seems, there's a number of Gemaras which are mashma that there's no klal that an Amora can't argue with the Tana, rather an Amora doesn't argue with the Tana. So there's mashmas in a number of Gemaras like that, but the bottom line is, that's what Rabbi Yosef says over here, we have Rabbi Yochanan, we have a Brisa, and you can choose which way to go. Tosfos learns a little bit different. Tosfos learns, evidently Rabbi Yochanan is not arguing with the Brisa, and therefore, what Rabbi Yosef is saying is that evidently, the Brisa, when it says you should start with the right foot, it means you're allowed to start with the right foot. Don't think that because the Torah says to put tefillin on the left hand, so maybe the left is more choshev. No, you're allowed to start with the right as well, because in other cases the Torah is machshev of the right, which is last week's parasha, the boy in yad, the boy in regel, the thumb and the big toe of the Matzorah, etc. So, and similarly, when Rabbi Yochanan says do the left, Rabbi Yosef understood, it doesn't mean you have to start with the left. It means that you're able to start with the left. Don't think you have to start with the right, because in some of the Dinei Torah, the right is Choshev. You're allowed to start with the left. That's why Tosfos explains what Rav Yosef says. That you can go with the Rav Yochanan, you can go with the Brisa. Tosfos asks, what do you mean? If that's the case, it can go either way. Rav Yochanan, after he put on his right shoe, wasn't willing to put on his left shoe, because it's reversing the order. He wasn't willing to do it. So evidently, there is Akpata. So Tosfos, yeah. In Echanami, the Brisa is saying you can choose the right, and Rav Yochanan is saying you choose the left. But you have to go with one or the other. In other words, you can either be machshev tefillin, you can either decide you're the kind of person that's machshev tefillin and always starts to the left. You can either be a tefillin person, or you can be a machshev the right. You follow the Torah, the other dinim, chalitza, you're machshev the right. You can choose. But you have to go with one of the others. Rabbi Yochanan was always machshev the left, therefore he had to start with the left, and he wasn't willing to put the left shoe on after the right shoe. The kids, we have it this. We have the Rabbi Yochanan, who holds you start with the left. We have the Brisa, who holds you start with the right. And we have Rabbi Yosef, who holds that you can choose one or the other. According to Tosfos, Rabbi Yosef is also explaining the Brisa and Rabbi Yochanan. Abaya turns to this Rebbe Rabbi Yosef and says, Omar Abaya, how do you know that we have like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan? I mean, according to Rashi, it come out one way, according to Tosfos, it come out the other way, but the Kudah is, Abaya says, maybe Rabbi Yosef didn't know the Brisa. In other words, the Kal is all the Meroim knew all the Mishnayos. That's why when an Amora says something that it says in Ready in the Mishnah, the Gemara asks, Tani no, really learned it in the Mishnah, it's a Kasha, right? How can the Amora say something that already says in the Mishnah? Because we expect every Amora, we expect the Amoraim to know all of the Mishnayos. And if they don't know all the Mishnayos, then it wasn't an Amora. Yeah? On the other hand, the Brisa, the Amoraim don't need to know a Brisa. And that's why if an Amora says something that it says in a Brisa, the one says, Tani Nami Hoki, Brisa supports him, and that's fine. It's not a, so Abaye asks, maybe Rabbi Yochanan didn't know the Brisa. How do you know to say that Rabbi Yochanan sort of is another opinion? Maybe somebody didn't know the Brisa, and therefore we can assume if he did know the Brisa, it would be Chayza. So maybe that locha is that you stack a start with the Amin. On the other hand, maybe Rabbi Yochanan did know the Brisa, in which case, if he's a famous passing for Keret, that means he's saying that locha is not like the Brisa, so that's Yochid, and therefore that locha is Besmoil. So we then have Shitz Abaye, who says that Rabbi Yehuda said you can go with Yemin Osma. The Gemara then goes on. You have Shitz Abaye who says he's not sure whether the Halacha is Kabraisa, whether the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Lemaisa Lechori would also go Yemin Osma. The Gemara then says, "I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchok. Rosh Shemayim Yoytz Nishneim." And who is that? My brother Ravona. Rosh Shemayim will fulfill both opinions. What does it mean to fulfill both opinions? He first puts on the right shoe, and then puts on the left shoe. And then he ties the left shoe, and then he ties the right shoe. That's the dinner of Rav Nachman Yitzchok. Rashi learns that the pshat is, in order to be mekayim, in other words, we're not sure whether halacha is like the brisa or like Rabbi Yochanan. So b'meila, in order to be mekayim both the brisa and Rabbi Yochanan, you do both. An opportunity to do both. Not like probably people are more familiar that Shira's neck to the left. Rashi learns it's an opportunity to be able to fill Shittas Rabbi Yochanan and Shittas the brisa. So you do one of this and one of that. Tosfos learns slightly different, but Pashtus. Like I say over here, the Poskim, every prat in the Rishonim, there's different ways that the Poskim learn it, but you can't do everything in one shear. Tosfos, the Pashtus, Tosfos says, is the Baruch is a bit different. Tosfos says that when it comes to wearing, according to Rav Nachman Yitzchok, when it comes to which foot to start with, you have to be Mashav the Yamin. So in other words, we pass on like the Braisa, not Rabbi Yochanan. But when it comes to Kshira, when it comes to tying the shoelaces, specifically over there, since the reason for the fall on the left is the Chivas of Tefillin. So since the reason to fall on the left is because of the Tefillin on the left, and your Kosher the Tefillin on the left, so therefore, specifically when it comes to Kshira, you start with the left. That's what Tosfos says. But the bottom line is, we have Rav Nachman Yitzchok, who says to do it, as we're all familiar, right, left, left, right. Then the Gemara says that Rav Ashi received the Rav Kana, the Lekopid. I saw that Rav Kana B'chal was a Makpid, and he didn't hold of this Yumin, small Yumin, etc. That was the Gemara. Like I say, last week I was learning the Gemara in a certain Chabura, and I thought, oh, Muridika, Alochadika Gemara, let me carry this through La Alocha. I mean, we all know the Dinah Gemara. So I figured with the Olam, I turn to the Rosh, and we would find the Gemara brought to Halacha and maybe some Protim, etc. Okay, I turn to the Rosh, the whole thing's missed out, the whole piece missed out. Okay, so look what's happening over here. Turn to the Rif, the Rosh usually quotes the Rif, maybe over here also misses it out. If you open the Rambam, might it's missing, the Rosh, Rif, and Rambam all skip out this Gemara and Gansan. All skip out the Gemara and Gansan. What's the Pshat? Comes the Tor, and he writes Taka in the Tor, Taka writes that. And then the Simon Beis discusses the how to wave on his clothes. He says, the dinner of Rav Nachman Yitzchok, start with the right foot, and then the left foot, and then tie the left and the right. The Pashtus is, the Maskon of the Gemara, we went through, if you remember the Gemara, there were 6 Shittas in the Gemara. Yeah, there was the Braisa that says, I think it's 6 Shittas, we'll count together. The Rav Yochanan says you start with the left. The Braisa that says you start with the right. Rav Yosef who says that you can choose. That itself, it may mean that you can choose every time different. According to Tosfos, it means you have to choose, but you have to go with one mahal. You have to go with one way always. There's then Abaye says he's not sure what that loch is. Rav Nachman Yitzchok says you have to do right, left, right. And Rav Ashi Uvaita says he's not makpid, which may be the same as Rav Yosef. That's a difference. Some learn it's the same as Rav Yosef, some learn not. So, but the Pashtus, why the Rif Rosh and Rambam bring it out, miss it out, that's what the poskim say, is Gornish, we're passing out Rav Ashi. That's the klal, right? We pass him at Rav Ashi, which is Basra. Rav Ashi is the Simon of the Gemara. We generally pass him at Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, "We see when he brings a Maisa Rav, it's a Klal. When a Moira brings a Maisa Rav, it means it's 3 Paskins. Rav Ashi brings we see the Rav Kana Lekopid. So he also holds that it's not Makpid. In addition, the MS is like Rav Yosef, you can choose which way. Like Abai, you can choose which way. Like Rav Ashi, you can choose which way. So going to most Amoraim, you're able to choose. Most of the Amoraim Basra, you're able to choose whether to start with the right and whether the left. And Bamela, the Rif, Rosh, and Rambam don't Bechlal bring this whole Din La Locha at all. However, like I say, the Torah does bring it, and then Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber also brings it, not even as a Yorah Shemayim. He just brings it as a straightforward din. You have to start with the right foot, then the left foot, then the left, and then the right. What's the pshat? How does he... at least one mahalach in the Prima Godim is as follows, that the way the Mechaber learns is, I missed out, the end of the Gemara finishes off with a brisa that says that when you put on your shoes, you start with the right, and then the left. When you take off your shoes, because you're choylitz, choylitz, you're smoil, you first take off your left, and then you take off the right, which is also brought in Shulchan Aruch. B'meila, says the Prima Godim, that Inuch Hanami L'Choyre, Rav Ashi holds that there's no Akbada, and also Rav Yosef holds it that, so the Mechaber understands. But since, but that works, and you can explain the first price of that, because it says Yamin, it's Lav Dafka Yamin, like Tosis explains. When the first price says Yamin, it means you can even do Yamin. But when we have at the end of the Gemara Brisa that says when you put on your shoes, you start with the right, and we take off your shoes, you start with the left, so here already it's more difficult to say that it's Lav Dafka. And then there's some voice, some Achronim explain the other shittas, that they, that when the brises take off the left, that part is Lav Dafka. But the pashtus, the brise, it makes a difference between putting on the shoes and taking off the shoes. So maybe the brise is makbid, which way to go. And therefore, since we have a brise, the loika Rav Ashi, so therefore that is the way the Torah paskin, that's the way the Mechaber paskin Shulchan Aruch. The bottom line is, Lemaisa, the Mechaber paskins, that you have to start with the right foot, and then the left foot, and the left foot, and the right foot. And that becomes the halacha.
And taking off
again.
Is it
and taking off, the Mechaber also mentions. Let's start with the smoil. Take off the left foot first. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because Rashi says zel kvoid shol yamin. The way to Mechaber the right is in order to, by taking off the left one first. That gives more cover to the right. So, yeah. Now, what about if the shoes don't have shoelaces? Is that the Mechaber doesn't write at all? But there are more. Tosfos writes clearly. Oh, we mentioned that Rashi says the whole purpose of putting on the right and then the left, and then the left and the right, is in order to do Sai the Braisa, Sai of Nachman Yitzchok, in order to fulfill both opinions. That's why we do it in that order. But Tosfos doesn't mention. Tosfos seems to learn differently. And he says, like I mentioned before, that Shira, that Daf, when it comes to tying, that's Daf Mismoil. Mashain Kena, other things. We start with Yamin. So Mele says Tosfos, if you have shoes, slip-ons, if you have shoes that don't have a knot, so then you start with Yamin, that's it. In other words, according to Rashi,
if you just tighten your shoes during the day, not putting shoes on.
Right, so that would depend. If the Vorot is, that would depend. If the Vorot is that the reason you're doing your right, left, right, is like Rashi, in order to do in order to be able to fulfill both the Braisa and Rabbi Yochanan, so then perhaps it's only when you're putting on the shoes and you have an opportunity to do both. Mashain Kein, if you're just doing one act of tying, it could be that you'd start with the right. There is a tzad to say that no, that's also a hemshech of the original putting on. So it's tzad lekan, tzad lekan. But according to Tosfos, where the vorot is that kshira is b'smoil, then l'chayr it's boshut, that you start with a smoil. And he also in Tosfos it's lav dafka, because some learn that Tosfos simply means that when you have to choose, why do we choose this way round and not that way round, that's what the Bach says, so therefore we say it's because the kshira is b'smoil. So then there's a sign Rashi, there's a way to say that, is it tzad to say that when you do that, when you're just tightening your shoes, you could start with a smoil, and sign Tosfos says it's tzad to say you start with the yamin. But I think the pashtus would be that according to Rashi, you would do the yamin, and according to Tosfos, you would do the smoil. Tosfos points out, if you're just putting on slip-ons, you start with the right, and the Mechaber misses that out, but the Ramah does bring that in. So the Ramah clearly goes with Tosfos. Right? That's what comes out. The Ramah quotes the Tosfos, that if you have shoes without a knot, then you take a start with the right. Mepashtus, the Vorot is, he's learning like Tosfos, and that's with the Reish Kalim, Tai Chop, he's learning like Tosfos that the reason to start with the left is because Kshira is related to the left. Okay, now let me discuss some of the shilas that we began with. One shila would be, and what about some of the practical cases? What about if you have a
Velcro?
If you have Velcro, yeah. Yeah, so I think the pashtus would come out that according to Rashi, the first question is Velcro called Kshira? When we say Kshira, does it mean Dafka Kshira, like in Hilchos Shabbos that's Kshira? Or is any tying, any closing, any buckling of the shoe, any filling the buckle also called Kshira?
But Kshira, but it'd be also Shabbos.
Right, it's certainly not a Kesher Shel Kiyomo, Maisa Umon. That's not true because a Kesher on Shabbos, a Kesher She'ena Shel Kiyomo, and that's not Maisa Umon, is allowed. In other words, it's also called a Kesher.
Yeah,
there are some things that are not a Kesher at all. And therefore, even if you leave it, lo'ilam. But some things have a din of a kesher. It doesn't necessarily tie together. But lemaisa, when Velcro began, so the poskim discussed Velcro, and I think the maskana was that it doesn't have a din of a kesher at all. But it's like a hook in, maybe some. They look at it like a. That's what technically happens. I think it's like little hooks hooking into a loop, and the cumulative effect makes it feel a little bit tight, but. So that's the first question, whether it has a din of a kesher. If it has a din of a kesher, then it's posher, it's the same din. And I saw that a number of, I opened up some of the Sifrei Malakot, and I saw a number of the Achronim seem to take on the pashas that it does a din of a kesher, and the din is Lav Dafka. I think there's a tzad v'keret also, a strong tzad, that a kesher is only a kesher, and velcro is not a kesher. I'm going to go for a moment with the tzad that velcro is not a kesher. If velcro doesn't have a din of a kesher, or a buckle doesn't have a din of a kesher, it's dafka tying, so then l'choyru would come out, to be a machloikus, Rashi and Tosis. According to Rashi, where the vorot is that you have to do one element on the right, one element on the left, to be mekayim in the price and a reichelin, so then velcro would be the same din. According to Tosis, where the vorot is kshira starts with imin, and other things start with smoil, so then you would put on the right and velcro it, and then put on the left and velcro it. No, so I saw that some say, no, it's not clear, it should be machmer. Machmer Rashi, choshes for Rashi, I'm not sure it's right. Choshes for Rashi and do right, left, left, right. I'm not sure it's correct, because according to Tosfos, I think, if you learn that the velcro is not a kshira, so then, help me out, it's not a kshira, so then you have to start with the right. You are in the kolodur kuli, lo ilim yichabed, what do you mean? You always have to start with the right. So mela, according to Tosfos, dafka should be the right and the left. And the, so what do you do if I think that locus like Tosfos. In other words, Ramah seems to learn like Tosfos. And mela would have thought that you start with velcro, start with the right, and then, but let me tell you again, there's tzadim lekan and lekan. What's the dintaka if you have tzadim lekan and lekan? So there's a number of areas in halacha. Usually, when you have an inyan which is difficult to be machriya, so there's klolim. If it's a seged rights, of course you're machmir. Seged rabbanon, there's room to be mekel. If it's eshev bekal, then you're machmir. Different klolim. That all works when there's room to be machmir, mekel, etc. Shine like this, where the question is start on the right or the left. There's no way to be machmir or mekel. You have to choose one or the other. And there's other such examples in halacha. And there's other such examples in halacha. And if I can give an example, just briefly, there's a machlokes in the Mishnah, whether if you have a fruit, chovim and shivus aminim. So do you start with chovim or do you start with shivus aminim? Machlokes written with chovim. And then it becomes machlokes in the Gemara, how we paskin. And then it's machlokes with shonim, the Rambam and the Rosh. And it's machlokes with poiskim. And the machlokes mamash goes all the way down to the end. The Taz says it's equal. There's no achra. But mainly do what you want. Yeah? And the Chorah, there's other examples in halacha where, so what do you mean, do what you want? What's halacha? The answer is, it's an equal, there's no achra, there's no weight one side over the other side, and maybe you tackle what you want, yeah? Yeah, what's interesting over there is that the Prima Godim says that maybe, the Gemara says that with Mincha Mayriv, we can pass like the Huda, we can pass like the Chomim. Neither that have a Mayriv early, or we can have Mayriv late. So, David Kamarov. But the Rishonim say you always have to go with the same opinion. We don't always do that, that's another question. But the Rishonim say, and that's all the Rishonim agree, Kulam Moedah to some extent, some more, some less, they always have to follow either the Huda or the Chomim. So the Prima Godim says, on this Taz, it says that you can choose to go for the Chovim, choose to go for the Shivus Aminim, he says, the Chori, possibly, it's Mustafa, I think, you have to choose one or choose the other. Either always the Chovim, or always the Shivus Aminim. But I think in other places it's not mashma like that. Certainly in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's mashma that you can choose chovim, shivus aminim, you pass inside the taz, you can choose which way. But it's mashma that every time you can choose. And I think the chilek is poshut. If the Gemara says the ovid kamar ovid, that means that the halacha is not paskal, not like ruda, not like the chum. It's not psasophic. The Gemara says we're not machriya, and mainly you can just you can be a ruda person, you can be a chum person, you can decide how to go. Mashaikim, when it's simply you're not sure how to be machriya the halacha, in other words, so what value? So the halacha, I mean, what value does it have to always choose one way? You must stop it. You don't know. There's pasha no way. In a case that you don't know, and there's no way to to be machmir, to be mekel, you have to go with one or the other. So mela, there's nothing to do. So you go with one or the other. Okay, but that's a question. Assuming that we come to maskona, assuming that the achra is that it's not clear. There's a tzadlikan, How to start with velcro? That's a shaila. Should you always do it the same way? So according to this prima godim, maybe, and it could be there's a tzad to say that even that you don't need to. Lemaisa, I'm more noted to think that the halachas like kaisvus and velcro is not called a kshira, but I saw clearly that some of the tshuvas for him, etc., feel the other way. So maybe it's difficult to decide. That benegir to the shaila of what about a kshira not on the shoes, but rather on other begodim. So interestingly, over here it's chloik sapoiskim. Even within Tosfos, so this is the way the Levush teaches Tosfos that there's a Milan Kshira, and he says, but he says it to half. And one way he says is that there's a Milan Kshira, and Kshira is Besmoil, and then whenever you Mele with Kshira, you have to be Mechabed the Smoil. That's the first thing. Then he says, and the Rabbi Kivego in his Aras Shulchan Aruch also brings this in the name of a different Sefer, that what's Bechlal the Keshep, Menolim to Tefillin, you put on your left thing because it's a Tefillin, you put on the left, what's a Pshat? So he says that the Gemara says Mechulin that the schar of Rom Avinu Mechut Fatzroich Nal, the schar that Rom Avinu said to the Melech Sloim that I won't take from you even a string, even a shoelace. So Zochu Bonov the Chutim of Tzitzis and the Ritu of Tefillin. With that schus of Rom Avinu not taking a shoelace, we were Zoicha to Tefillin. So Mela, from the Levush, Levush says this, another Rabbi Kivayi quotes the name of the Emek Melech. But Mela, when it comes to the shoes, so therefore you should be Mechabed the Tefillin. Therefore, when it comes to tying the shoes, the Sroich now of the Torah, the Avraham Avinu not wanting to take the Sroich now, the shoelace, is what gave us the mitzvah of Tefillin, that's the Gemara. And Mela, when it comes to the Sroich now, we think about the Tefillin and we tie the Sroich now first. So based on that, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Eretz Chaim that Dafka shoes. Dafka shoes, Mashegim got other begodim, you don't have to be machmir. And,
making tzitzis be the same as the shoes?
I don't know, because that was making tzitzis would be the same as shoes because.
Suchnal, didn't you say?
Yeah, that's bichut is the finger thing, and the suchnal is related to the tvilin. The more is bichut and suchnal, the chut is chutte tzitzis, and the suchnal is ritzur shal tvilin. Probably, yeah. So, I hear, but maybe it's but that's a pashas of some of the Gemara. But Kitzis, a loit that Lavush, which seems to learn, that's what the Mishbura quotes from Hatzachayim, which is the Malbim, I think, that he says that loit that Lavush, the two paskins, loit that Vorot Lavush, it's Dafka shoes and not the Begodim. However, other poiskim, Shulchan Aruch Rav paskins, not like that. Beferish not like that, and Pashas is like the first teretz of the Levush, that any Kshiris is Beferish, he's the one with the first one tied to Beferish. Any Beged, you should always be kosher whenever it comes to Kshir, whenever it comes to tying, you should always be kosher, the first the Smoil, and then the Yamin. Yeah. So the Mela, right. Cufflinks is one of the questions that was asked in the beginning of the Shir, cufflinks. That goes back to the question if Kshira is Lach Kshira or anything. If you learn that it's anything, then cufflinks also would be a Machloikis Mishnah Berurah Shulchan Aruch Rav, whether it's Lach Kshus or other things. But if you learn that it's only for Kshiras, then cufflinks is irrelevant. Cufflinks is not a Kshira, and therefore you go with Yamin and then Smoil anyway. A Gartel, I said if somebody's putting on a Gartel, so for the hair also, according to Rashi, a Gartel, there's no Yamin and Smoil. The tying may be Yamin and Smoil. There's another tzad where the dafka yad yamin and yad smoil or anything, but pashas anything. The tie may be yamin and smoil, but there's no, you can't put on the yamin and the smoil. So mela, if somebody does tie gartel, so there again, according to Rashi, there's only one thing over here. So lechoyra, you would start with the right side, but according to Tosfos, and according to Tosfos, you start the left side, but according to the way the Mishnah Berurah learns Tosfos, that it's only on the shoes. So then, anyway, you would start with the left side. Anyway, you would start with the right side. Sorry, because the left side is yeah. I'll just be Messiahim with a vort that I saw. The name is Moshe. That the pasuk says, "I saw some in a dover. Ashiya gidul chot yamin or smell." You shouldn't deviate from the ways of the chomim. What they tell you, yamin or smell. See, teaches that. I think this is the perfect example of something that was teached. Halacha permeates every element of our life, and there's no area of our life which is sort of independent from the halachas. So, an example that I think a perfect example would be this example: how you put on your shoes, and similarly every other beggar over here, we see machloikasin and stodim, which vusan or chloik rashitosus, whether to start with this coupling, that coupling, the right, the left. So there's no better example, and he says something might say, no, it's not important, chmein, whatever. So you get dressed, so you mean, smile. So that's like sosum and adova, you shouldn't leave it from the ways of chomim. Even in these details, like you mean, like starting with the right shoe, or smile starting with the left shoelace, and Be'ez Hashem, we should be zoicha to the Gula Mitzvah Shleim. Good.